The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 27th of December, 2008. Christmas week is a week for classic Christmas movies. White Christmas, shown every year, 1954, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Allen, songs by Irving Berlin, including, of course, White Christmas. The story of two World War II Army buddies, Bob and Phil, become a successful song and dance team, and they meet two sisters, Betty and Judy, who want to break into show business, and the four of them go up to a lodge in Vermont, which is run by their former Army commander, who's about to go bankrupt because there is no snow and no guests, and so they put on a variety show on Christmas Eve, and Bob falls in love with Betty, and Judy falls in love with Phil, and it begins to snow, and they sing, "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas," just like the ones I used to know. A Charlie Brown Christmas, first aired on CBS in 1965. It's been shown every year since then. Charlie Brown, depressed about Christmas. It's so materialistic, and nobody sends him Christmas cards. He tries to direct the Christmas pageant, but he gets even more frustrated. Lucy sends him off to get a Christmas tree. She wants an aluminum one, but Charlie Brown finds a real tree, but it's a very small, ugly, and pathetic tree in the Christmas tree lot, and everybody's angry at Charlie Brown when he brings it back. There's a big fight, but finally Linus walks onto the stage and says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And then there is A Christmas Story, made in 1983, shown every year, about 9-year-old Ralph in Holman, Indiana, who wants a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas, but everyone tells him, "You'll shoot your eye out." But on Christmas morning, he finally gets the BB gun that he wants, which sets off a whole chain of misadventures. Today, December the 27th, is the birthday of the novelist and essayist Wilfred Sheed, born in London in 1930, who went back and forth between England and the United States, wrote many novels, including The Hack and Max Jameson. And it's the birthday of the poet Charles Olson, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1910, who advocated for a kind of poetry that he called projective verse, free of meter or rhyme, concerned more with the sounds of words than the sense. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser entitled In Passing. From a half block off I see you coming, walking briskly along, carrying parcels, furtively glancing up into the faces of people approaching, looking for someone you know, holding your smile in your mouth like a pebble, keeping it moist and ready, being careful not to swallow. I know that hope, so open on your face, know how your heart would lift to see just one among us who remembered. If only someone would call out your name, would smile, so happy to see you again. You shift your heavy parcels, hunch up your shoulders, and press ahead into the moment. From a few feet away, you recognize me, or think you do. I see you preparing your face, getting your greeting ready. Do I know you? Both of us wonder. Swiftly we meet and pass, averting our eyes, close enough to touch but not touching. I could not let you know that I've forgotten, and yet you know. A poem by Ted Kooser, In Passing, from his collection Weather Central, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.